Hi, William.
Hey.
Okay, well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
Because I was running out of ideas.
Yeah. I don't know why it needs to be so involved every time we do this. There's no fault on MRSA, that's for sure. But
Oh, thank you.
yeah, but it sure is super duper duper annoying.
I can see why, because it should work the first time you install it.
Yeah. It's just I'm wasting these people's time. And they cost a lot. You know what I mean? Like, to have them do this, devote their lives to, like, testing this. But, in any event, what I was going to say was, Hina is out of her mind to think that this is, like, a go-live situation. We've already talked about the problems that exist with the system, and no one's communicated. I saw your email, but no
Well,
one's communicated.
I've been following up internally, and I don't have an answer yet, but I've been keeping an eye on it every day.
Okay. Yeah, but just no one's responded to us. I understand it was end of the month, and Jeff had said that end of the month, he's a salesperson and has to tie up loose ends and all that kind of stuff. But somebody should clue in Hina about what's going on, maybe just so that she understands it, has a window into what's going on.
Okay, I'll let her know. I can
Yeah.
walk over to her desk.
Or yeah, or just a message. I mean, I sent her a real rude email today that said that this is no way in a go live. That we're no way go-living this, green-lighting this program. So, there's a number of problems that need to be worked through, or we just have to like throw our hands up and say this was a waste of time. But in any event, so he's good to go now, right?
Yes.
It's all working.
Yes.
One quick thing that I did want to point out: we're testing three of your APIs. One is for click to dial. Which still isn't perfect because you don't have the SIP dialing. Two is the call statistics, and then three is the call recording. I noticed I was working with Cooney last tail end of last week, so we've spent the last, I don't know, month making phone calls to test this using the click to dial feature through our CRM, the 8x8 API, and y'all left the record feature on off. So I don't know if that was a mistake from the guy who we were dealing with previously, before you took over, but it was pretty clear that when we started, we were testing three APIs. Why he would have left that feature off is like beyond. At this point, nothing blows me away with what's going on, but why that feature was turned off? I mean, we wasted a whole month. You know what I mean? Can you still hear me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh no, I say that because there was an audible message that came through that said you're the only person in this meeting. Maybe you didn't hear it. In any event, they left that feature off, and so the month worth of recordings that we wanted to test aren't there. So that was definitely like a pretty bad screw up because we wanted to test that API. So. Cooney went in and into the tenant on Friday, I think, and then turned it on because he was trying to diagnose why no calls were coming through after he spent hours going back through the API trying to figure out if he did something wrong on his end with the integration. But then he realized that it was just a simple on or off switch that nobody turned on. So, in case you want to share that feedback with
Okay.
someone, just so that next time you guys try integration with someone, it doesn't. That doesn't happen, right? If somebody specifically
Okay.
has an API for call recording, you should turn it on. But again, not Marissa's fault. Just a stupid mistake that could have been avoided. Now we're 1 month, 1 month behind the eight ball, with our testing. There's no testing for that API because it was a big, huge problem with the VO recording. You don't work on the VO side, but the recording is really bad. So,
I do a lot of I do a lot of work with VO, but I've never tested the call recording. It's just 'cause I never had any, none of my accounts had requested for it, but I
Yeah. Oh, it's really bad. So some of the recordings don't show up. Some of the calls aren't listed. The compiling language, you know, the compiling scripts that you guys have written, like it doesn't compile correctly. So if you go, let's say for example, it's you know 5 p.m. and you want to check to see, you know, the log of the calls, it won't be accurate. But if you check it the next day, where it's actually run the full full compiling, then you'll see all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it'll be missing one or two.
Oh.
The recordings could be cut off. So it's like a 14-minute call, and then you get to like minute six, and then you notice like the recording just goes dead.
Oh, that's going to be a little bit later down the road.
So like there's serious functionality issues with the call recording.
Mm-hmm.
We have like these open tickets with 8x8, but they never get resolved. I just think people probably just want to ignore it.
Or do you have the ticket numbers?
Yeah, you were CC'd on them. I'm in front of Sam's desk right now, so I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah, you were CC'd. It was Shauna,
Or she said she was going to open tickets for you. I remember.
Yeah, she gave me some ticket numbers, but everybody was CC'd, but it's not worth you looking into. It's for VO.
Well, it's just I can follow up because I can look to see what's been done.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's useless. It's a bad system. It's a bad system, and it's it's imperfect, and you guys are going to have to throw some programmers at it, right? If you want to. If you don't want to, then you sweep it under the rug and pretend the problem doesn't exist. But on the VCC side, in order to get our business, the programming changes need to take effect before we sign on or go live, and so we're hoping that you guys fix those things. Like the click to dial, it should just be one click. It should, you need the SIP, you need the SIP dialing. Like, you shouldn't have to also have the agent, call the Bria phone, then pick that up, then dial,
Mm-hmm.
There are some things you guys need to work on, but, I
see your point.
Yeah, I do. You and I play for the same team.
It's just that the decisions are made in another department.
No, I bet. I mean, they got to be willing to devote money, right? They got to be willing to throw money at this to actually make it work. But, for us, we've already built this, right? We've built a better system. And so it's a question of whether or not we continue, managing our own or go to a managed solution, which is an 8x8. But you guys have to come to a decision on whether or not you want to fix those features. So. Anyway, thanks for helping us out with Sam's computer.
Well, thank you for expediting it.
Yeah, no worries. So sometimes, for some odd reason, whenever you and I hook up, we always work through this. So.
Well, because you're so hands-on, and you're very knowledgeable.
Stop it. You're making but I appreciate the patience. You're like the most patient person in the world, and I love that. So.
Well, thank you. But you help with it. You help.
Yeah, well... I'm glad we make it work. But you go enjoy the rest of your afternoon. You go kickbox.
I am. You already read my mind.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. You. See ya.
Okay. Bye.